People can keep coming in. All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Dan Phillips. I am here to give a talk that's probably quite a bit different from most of the talks in this room today. And we'll just kind of get into it, and we can see what we think. So as people come in, I'll just kind of get started. But in true fashion, I'm just going to start with a quick demo. So I work on a project called Boxer. Boxer is similar in terms of the DevEx to Docker. So I'll just give you a quick demo, and then we can talk about it. All right? So, excuse me? Oh, it's too small. How's that? Better? Okay, great. All right, so Boxer has the box CLI command, some cool ASCII art, of course. Boxer allows you to take a Docker file, just like you would in Docker, and compile it, and then have a runnable thing. Okay? So what I'm going to do here is box build Dockerfile. Okay? One thing I should show you about this, this is just a small little C binary that we have here. I'll show you what that looks like. Okay, very, very simple. Print out a bunch of numbers. Right, excellent for demos. The most important thing is this line, which I'll come back to in just a bit. So I've built the image. Now I can see what we have. You'll see that this looks a little big for that, but I'll get back into that later. Cool, so now I can run it. Excellent, it printed it. Now here's the kicker. The same exact thing. Same exact thing runs here. And if you read the description of this talk, you'll understand that the reason this is possible is because everything that was running was in WebAssembly, right? So, back to the talk. So, just quickly about me, I work at a company called Loophole Labs. We have a product that is unrelated to this. I lead all the WebAssembly stuff there, which is one little small part of what we do with our product. We have our main thing is architect.run, which allows you to migrate live migrate workloads without downtime. It's pretty cool. Check it out. This is me on my handles. I live in Chicago, and I run the WebAssembly Chicago Research Group. And if you're ever in town, come through. We have meetups every couple months.